Let's take a trip down the rabbit hole, shall we?
Hey there. Remember our last deep dive? All about the psychology behind how we learn?
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff, right? But knowing a theory, well, it's only half the battle, right?
Exactly.
So today, we're ditching the textbooks and like getting our hands dirty, building your ultimate learning playbook. And guess what? It all starts with one tiny tweak at a time.
Absolutely. We're talking about taking those juicy behavioral science secrets and turning them into practical, everyday learning wins.
Because honestly, who doesn't love a good upgrade? Especially when it's something as important as like learning right.
Right.
Got to work smarter, not harder. That's my motto.
Absolutely. And the best part, you don't need a complete life overhaul. We're all about those tiny 1% improvements that when you add them all up, they can totally transform how you learn.
Okay, so let's unpack this, right? Last time we did a deep dive on cognitive load theory. Blew my mind, by the way. Like, our brains get overloaded so easily.
They do.
It's like trying to stuff, I don't know, a whole season's worth of clothes into one of those tiny carry-on suitcases. Not happening.
Exactly. And that's where microlearning swoops in to save the day. Think bite-sized info snacks instead of that overwhelming information buffet. We're talking about working with your brain, not against it, you know?
Okay, that makes sense. So less marathon study sessions, more like quick sprints.
Exactly.
Kind of like how we consume content these days, right?
Yeah.
Quick videos, catchy headlines, tweets that vanish faster than my patience for a slow internet connection.
You got it. Our brains are actually getting used to this way of digesting information, believe it or not. And when you mix that with the power of spaced repetition, now that's where the magic really starts.
Spaced repetition. Okay, remind me what that is again.
Basically, it's the opposite of cramming. Imagine revisiting those bite-sized learning nuggets, but at these strategic intervals, right?
Okay.
Helps cement that information into your long-term memory, makes it stickier, easier to recall when you actually need it.
Gotcha. So less intensity, more consistency. Like, a well-tended garden, right? It thrives on regular watering, not just one big deluge.
Exactly. Every time you revisit a concept, it's like giving those neural pathways a little workout. They get stronger, more resilient over time.
Okay. Starting to see how these pieces fit together. Break it down, space it out, make it a regular thing. But how do we actually apply this to, like, courses, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because not all learning experiences are created equal.
You are so right. And that's where a little sprinkle of behavioral science in our learning design can make all the difference in the world.
Ooh, okay. I like the sound of that.
It's about making those learning moments engaging, effective, dare I say,
yeah,
even fun.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. So how do we do it? Give me the inside scoop.
Well, you got to grab the learner's attention right from the get-go. It's got to feel like an adventure, not a chore. And one of the most powerful tools we've got, storytelling.
Oh, storytelling. Yeah. I do love a good story.
Our brains are hardwired to connect with stories. They make information relatable, memorable, and way more emotionally engaging. So instead of just dry facts, we weave those facts into narratives. We're talking characters, scenarios, the works. Pull those learners right in.
So it's like tapping into that same part of our brains that loves a good book or a movie. Genius.
Exactly. And when you combine a great story with crystal clear learning outcomes, you're well on your way to an unforgettable learning experience.
Learning outcomes, huh? That's got to be more than just a fancy to-do list, right?
You bet. We're talking about those specific, measurable, observable things you want learners to actually walk away with. We're talking about moving beyond just getting it to actually doing it.
Okay, so instead of learners will understand project management, it's more like learners will be able to run a project like a boss.
You got it. It's about making those desired behaviors crystal clear, which makes it way easier to design super targeted learning activities and actually measure how effective they are.
Okay. Loving this so far. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, It's like we've just finished the first level of a video game, right?
I like that analogy.
And we're gearing up for the next challenge.
Oh, and trust me, the next level. This is where things get really interesting. We're going to unlock even more powerful strategies for designing these learning experiences that really, truly transform behavior. One small change at a time. Ready for that next level. Let's talk about taking those learning nuggets, those golden nuggets and like making them stick, right? Remember our chat about spaced repetition?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That whole watering the garden thing totally stuck with me.
Yeah.
But how do we actually build that into, you know, an actual learning experience? It can't just be flashcards forever.
Yeah, definitely not all flashcards, no way.
Yeah.
We gotta get creative, tap into those things that just make us wanna engage, right? Think interactive quizzes, quick games, even like real world challenges sprinkled in throughout a course.
Okay.
Got to keep those neural pathways lit up.
Yeah. So instead of just like passively listening or reading, you're actively doing something, which makes it stick. Kind of like, you know, learning a new sport or playing an instrument. It takes practice, repetition. But when you finally nail it.
Yes.
Amazing feeling.
The best feeling. And speaking of active engagement, let's talk about simulations.
Ooh, simulations.
This is where things get really, really interesting. It's one thing to like read about something, right? But it's a whole other beast to actually experience it in a safe, you know, controlled environment.
Right. Simulations always sounds fun, like those flight simulators. But for, well, anything really, give me an example.
Okay, imagine you're trying to like sharpen those negotiation skills, right?
Yeah.
A well-designed simulation, it could drop you right into a scenario.
Yeah.
You've got a virtual client, a colleague, maybe even both. You've got different personalities, motivations, curveballs coming at you.
Oh, that's good. So it's like role-playing, but like on steroids.
Exactly. It's like role-playing, but amplified.
Yeah.
And because it's a simulation, you're free to experiment. Try different things, make mistakes, learn from them. No real world consequences,
yeah.
Right?
Low stakes, high learning. I like it. It's like having those unlimited lives in a video game, right?
Yeah.
You can just keep practicing until you beat the level.
Exactly. You get to master that challenge. And speaking of mastering challenges, timely feedback. That's crucial for growth, whether it's in a simulation or just like everyday life.
Okay, feedback. This is something I got to admit. I'm always looking for ways to improve. How do we give feedback that actually helps people improve and grow instead of just those same old generic comments, right?
You hit the nail on the head. The key is making it specific, actionable, focused on progress, not perfection.
Okay.
Remember, even the tiniest improvement deserves a moment of recognition. It's motivating to see how far you've come.
Yeah, totally. So instead of just saying like, good job, I might say, hey, I really liked how you used that new communication technique in the meeting today. Really helped move the discussion forward. Something like that.
Boom. Nailed it. You're pinpointing specific actions, behaviors, highlighting their positive impact.
Okay. And I'm guessing it's equally important to frame constructive criticism in a way that feels supportive,
yeah.
Right? Empowering, not discouraging.
100%. It's not about dwelling on the flaws. It's about shining a light on those opportunities for growth. A little empathy can go a long way.
Right. It's like that growth mindset thing, right? Embracing challenges as opportunities, not roadblocks.
Exactly. And, you know, when you start using all these behavioral science principles, the micro learning, the spaced repetition, the storytelling, the simulations, that feedback, it doesn't just change how we learn. It can change lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's about harnessing the power of small, consistent actions to make remarkable changes.
Okay. I love where this is going. But before we dive into the life-changing magic of, like, tiny tweaks and stuff. Let's give our listeners a second to, you know, catch their breath. We covered a lot.
Yeah.
From brain science to simulations to the art of giving feedback that actually lands.
I love it. A quick breather before the grand finale. I'm game. And trust me, this next part, it's where things get meta. We're going way beyond the nuts and bolts of learning and seeing how these same principles can be applied to any part of your life where you want to make a positive change. All right, ready to go. Full on meta. We've been geeking out on learning design, but here's the thing. These behavioral science tricks, they aren't just for classrooms or online courses, you know, they're life hacks.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Always up for making life a little easier, a little more, what do you call it, brain friendly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how this whole 1% better idea actually works in the real world. What if instead of trying to like overhaul your entire life overnight, you just focused on one tiny positive change each day, just one? It could be something as simple as drinking an extra glass of water, learning a new word in another language, or taking a quick walk at lunch.
Okay, I like where this is going. Small changes, big impact,
right?
Way less intimidating than trying to change everything at once.
Yeah.
But how do we actually make those small changes stick? Our brains love those comfy little habits.
You're preaching to the choir. And that's where those learning principles we've been talking about come in. Remember, micro-learning. You can totally apply that to building habits, too.
Oh, okay.
So instead of trying to change everything all at once, break it down into tiny steps.
Mm-hmm.
Totally manageable.
So instead of, I'm going to run a marathon, it's, I'm going to jog for 5 minutes every other day.
You got it.
Yeah.
Set yourself up for success by making those front steps feel super easy, almost like you're tricking yourself into it. And then boom, the magic of spaced repetition comes back.
Oh, yeah.
Just
right.
Like we use it to learn, you use it to build those habits, make those tiny actions a consistent part of your routine every single day.
Like we're training our brains, right? Just like hitting the gym.
What?
But for our minds. Consistency is key.
You are on fire today. And just like with learning, feedback is crucial. When you're trying to build that new habit, you got to celebrate those small wins along the way, no matter how small they seem.
Oh, I love that.
Track your progress, give yourself a high five, hey, I do it, or share those wins with a friend. Those little bursts of positivity, they go a long way.
Absolutely. You need those little rewards to stay motivated. It's like leveling up. But in real life.
Exactly. And remember, it's not just about starting good habits. It's about ditching the not so good ones, too. This is where that 1% better idea gets really powerful. Like, imagine if you picked one tiny bad habit to work on each day.
Okay.
It could be anything. Hitting snooze on your alarm a million times, endlessly scrolling through social media. You know you do it. Or skipping breakfast because you're running late.
Oh, it's scary how those little things can add up.
Yeah.
In a good way or a bad way. But it's so easy to get caught up in the daily grind and forget about them completely.
Totally get it. But that's the beauty of this whole approach. It's not about being perfect, not even close. It's about being aware. Making those conscious choices, even the tiny ones, that are aligned with, you know, the best version of you. And over time, those small choices, those 1% shifts, they have this ripple effect. They can transform your habits, even your whole life.
Wow. When you put it that way, it's kind of empowering, right? We have so much more control than we think. It's like we're the architects of our own learning adventures in our own lives.
Exactly. You said it. And the best part, this whole journey of always getting better, it never really ends. There's always something new to learn, a new skill to master, a way to be even a little bit better than you were yesterday. And who knows? Maybe you'll inspire someone else to come along on the ride with you.
That's the dream right there. So there you have it, everyone. Another deep dive of the books. We explored the wild world of behavioral science, unlocked the power of tiny changes, and hopefully you walked away with some seriously cool tools to level up your learning game and, you know, level up your life. Because remember, progress isn't about perfection. It's about taking those small, consistent steps day after day. So keep learning, keep growing, keep believing in the power of those 1% improvements. And until next time, keep diving deep.
Yours in all things, your vision and imagination. That's our show, folks. Good day, good luck, and goodbye. Yours in all things innovation and imagination. That's our show, folks. Good day, good luck, and goodbye.